New York ISO Operating Committee passes final capacity requirements, written by Vincent Gabrielle, and read by an automated voice. The New York ISO Operating Committee has approved the ISO's locational capacity requirements despite multiple stakeholders abstaining from the vote in protest of the process. On behalf of multiple interveners and the City of New York, we just want to express that we are deeply concerned with the process New York ISO went through, said Kevin Lang, a lawyer from Couch White who represents large industrial customers in New York City. The New York ISO can't surprise, and should not be surprising, market participants with last-minute changes in its methodology.
In addition to the multiple interveners group and New York City, Long Island and Energy Spectrum abstained from the January 15th vote. All other members voted in favor of the LCRs. Lang was referring to a presentation given to the New York State Reliability Council's Executive Committee, in which changes to the 2026-27 installed reserve margin, or IRM study, were discussed and voted on. According to the published LCR study, the IRM report implemented changes to include modeling of the Champlain-Hudson Power Express and winter fuel constraints. These changes included modeling of voluntary curtailments and distributed area resources. Transmission security floor values, which are used in the calculation of the LCRs, also were updated.
The NYSRCSE is concerned with the timing and lack of notice in the New York ISO TSL transmission security limit methodology and the apparent reversal of previous TSL positions without stakeholder or NYSRC input, NYSRCSE Chair Mark Domino was recorded saying in the meeting minutes.
Domino said the NYSRC would reactivate the Reliability Resource Evaluation Working Group to consider a new reliability rule to address this issue. The final LCRs were first presented January 6th at an Installed Capacity Working Group, or ICAP, meeting. At that meeting, little discussion of the final LCRs occurred. The LCRs expressed as a percentage of peak load forecast represent the minimum capacity that generators and load-serving entities must maintain within the downstate zones. These zones have substantial transmission constraints. We are going to work with the Reliability Council to address the minimum timing issue, said Yvonne Huang, senior manager of ICAP Market Operations. We will try to improve the process going forward.
Huang asked New York ISO to never do that again and requested clarification as to why the ISO waited until the last minute to introduce methodology changes to stakeholders.
She said the ISO made the changes because of the reliability need that was discovered in 2025. I agree we should work better to improve and bring the changes early, said Huang, who added that the changes were first brought up in a November 20th Electric System Planning Working Group meeting. We were working as fast as we could. Jason Ragona, representing Con Edison, issued a statement saying that while the company would vote to support the LCR motion, it wanted on the record that it shared Lang's concerns about rapid changes to TSL and LCR calculations. Ragona encouraged the NYSRC to adopt procedural changes to minimize future occurrences. The representative from Long Island issued a similar statement to Ragona's, calling for more time to perform complete reviews and comments about any changes. Other business. The OC also heard the operations report for the New York Control Area for December 2025. The peak load for the month was 23,448 megawatts on December 15 around 5 p.m. that set the winter load record for the year. Wind generation peaked at 2,338 megawatts on December 18 at 10 p.m. Solar peaked at 2,767 megawatts on December 22 at 11 a.m. No major emergencies occurred, but seven alert states were issued during the month. The committee also heard and approved revisions to the System Restoration Manual and approved a system impact study scope for a data center development on the former site of the Remington Arms factory in Ilion. The Associated Press reported on the factory's closure in 2024.